I know that many of you recognize Nolan Leibowitz because he's a member of our congregation, a cherished participant in our family minion and here in the main sanctuary. But Nolan also serves this year as our rabbinic intern here at Sinai Temple. He is a bright, inspirational student at the Ziegler School for Rabbinic Studies, and we're fortunate enough to have him this morning to deliver the study source.
Shabbat Shalom. As we sit here and read from the Torah and the Haftorah this morning, my mind takes me to a different place as this year I sit and anticipate Thanksgiving and the Thanksgiving weekend. I anticipate it for a different reason, because to me, Thanksgiving this year is all about the re-release of the Muppets movie. The Muppets movie was my favorite movie growing up as a child. And in many ways, I saw Kermit's story of journeying from the swamps to Hollywood as my story, journeying from Chicago to Hollywood. And yet now I understand my story to be different. I understand my story to be a lot closer to the story of Lech Lecha, the story of Abraham's journey that we read only last week. Rabbi Lev Yitzchak, one of the great Hasidic thinkers of his time, explained that the phrase Lech Lecha means go with all of you. Go with all of you doesn't just mean you, it means the entire supporting cast of the story. Easy to see in the Muppets movie, easy to see in Lech Lecha, as Abraham takes Sarah and Lot and all of his servants and all of their cattle, and he travels with all of them together, but most importantly, he travels with God. Because journeys in life don't happen by yourself. One cannot make a journey that's worthwhile if one tries to journey by himself. We live in societies where you have to journey with one another. So we see today in Vayera that only after traveling with all of these other people and taking these steps with God does God finally reveal himself to Abraham and Sarah. And this process of journeying through life and looking for signs of the divine is what the Haftorah is about today in Malachim. In Malachim, people look for signs of the divine and can't find them, and Elisha shows up and shows them where they are. Elisha shows them that even though they journey through life together with God, he reveals the godliness to them. I pray that in the coming weeks and months, as we journey through life, we also see the signs of the divine, not only in Torah, but more importantly, in one another. You can find the Haftorah on page 124.